Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Wednesday, January the 31st. What was that you're rustling there, Zena?
It's a Nestle's Lion Bar.
Ooh, I've got one too. I'm going to open mine. Ooh. Why are we eating Lion Bars? Because surely we wouldn't just have chocolate snack for no reason whatsoever.
Well, you're right. There is a good reason why we're having them. They're being banned.
Banned
for being too fattening and unpopular.
But they're great. Have you got some facts on Lion Bars?
Been going since 1976.
And they're caramel, filled wafer, crisp cereal, covered in milk chocolate. They are mainly...
air.
Mainly air and sugar and hydrogenated vegetable oil. Per bar, 276 calories, 13.6 grams of fat. Like that.
That's quite a lot of fat. But fuck it.
And for chocolate bar.
Yeah.
I like a Lion Bar. Anyway, get your Lion Bars in now before they're off the shelves.
Yeah.
I found plenty in Camden today, so it's not like they're endangered at the moment. It's going to be cold.
Not like the lions.
No, not like the lions. Lord Levy, pal of Tony Blair. He's like, what was he, the fundraising manager?
Yep.
Also, previously, the manager of Aaron Stardust, and possibly Chris Rea as well. Anyway, he's been arrested again. It's not to do with the Cash Questions exactly, it's a cover-up around the Cash. He's been arrested for obstructing a police investigation or something. He's basically deleted a load of emails. Oh, that's brilliant, I'll get away with that. And not really realise that he's not going to get away. Lion Bar. That's happened.
Not very good, is it?
Not very good.
The thing is, though, I reckon the Tories are guilty of the same thing. I think we've all been doing it for years.
They've got to make their money somehow. Seahorses. Oh, I love a seahorse, don't you? Elegant. They're like Shilpa Shetty's of the sea. Because they're elegant.
Racist.
Turns out, slags. Before really? They were beautiful, they mated for life. No, they're promiscuous, flighty, and a little bit gay, because 37% of liaisons are same-sex. I always thought it was a bit weird, that metrosexual looking after the baby thing that they do. They're obviously a bit gay.
So they just meet up as friends? Or do they actually do it? How do seahorses do it anyway? How do the lesbians do it?
I don't know. Anyone does know, write in. Creepy lesbo, tell us what you get up to. Australian big belly seahorse was
too
the most indiscriminate.
Don't want too much to
say. To be honest, don't really want any. I doubt she's going to send them.
Who will?
More news from animals. Let's relate to them like they're human being. Baboons plan ahead for shopping expeditions. It's actually when they go foraging for food, but they like to work out what they need. They work out where they should go early in the day to get the nicest berries and things like that. They make a shopping list.
Wow. Sienna Miller, dedicated follower of fashion, and a bit of an icon on the fashion stakes. Strapped out last night. Premiere in New York. Wearing... nice jumper, nice jacket.
Nice boots.
Nice boots, nice tights. And over the top of the tights, a large pair of knickers.
No, and they do look like Trini and Susanna's spare stomach holding in pants in black. Mm. Well, it's all black, so it doesn't match.
But strange
choice, no skirt. Or, you know, they're... I mean, they are knickers, they're not shorts. They're not hot pants. They're knickers.
They're definitely big then. They're big knickers.
They got a gusset.
And she's wearing them over the top of her tights. It'd be interesting to see if Kate Moss does it. I don't think she will.
No, I don't think she will. I think Kate's too sensible for that.
I don't. And you can see she's got mad look in her eyes, like, fucking hell, I'm just wearing my knickers.
It's freezing, it's the middle of winter.
I don't think it's going to catch on, but we'll see.
We'll see. I'm certainly not going to go out in my knickers.
Oh, you should. Oh, you look lovely.
I'm still enjoying my lion bath. Sorry about this. There's been some excavations done 2 miles away from Stonehenge, and they found the biggest Neolithic village in Britain. It's old, that means. And they reckoned that that was the village, and then Stonehenge was like a place where they went and worshipped and celebrated the dead and that sort of thing. So that's what they think is happening there. So it's an insight into what might be, what the point of Stonehenge is.
Yeah.
Apart from just looking a bit cool.
It's very interesting. Well, the thing is, you know, you could dig up the entire country and preserve the entire country as something from the past, but then what? Can't preserve everything. You know, there's a shortage of houses.
We should keep buying bars, though.
Build them on Stonehenge. Cleo Rockus has been seen out and about with tribe of Asians. Is that what you call them? All sorried up.
Who's sorry now?
Who's sorry?
Has anyone used that headline? They must have done.
I don't know.
Should have done.
Princess Ferguson.
Fergie. Not Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas. With her lady lumps.
No.
And her Tower Bridge, whatever it is. The proper Fergie.
Has spoken out.
She's finally, the voice of reason.
Finally, in defence of Joe and Neil, and said, leave her alone, it's, it's enough.
She's a broken woman. And apparently,
she must be. I mean, it is. It's bad. She's come out of it quite badly. She's not even pretty.
It's true. And also, apparently, Jade's gone into rehab. No. Because of stress and depression. I don't even think rehab's quite weird.
I don't think she would need rehab yet. It's only been a few days. She can't really have got majorly addicted to...
No, I don't think... I think people have stopped... Rehab, for me, is the same as you. It's you associate it with addiction and you associate it with drugs or alcohol. But it, actually, more and more, it's becoming a place where people just go hide from life. And I don't know if they get therapy. Presumably they do, but it's just... It's a bit like going into a mental asylum,
They've
really.
Just done it. It's all part of her PR campaign, isn't it? To, everyone feels sorry for Jade.
She's bringing out her own range of curry sauces.
And poppadoms.
Heelys. They are the shoes that the youth wear. Mm-hmm. With little wheels in the back of them. Yeah. As they go along. Now, a boy has been critically injured because he wheeled himself under a car. He was crossing the road wearing them. And a car hit him.
So he tried to do Frank Spencer. And he went wrong.
I think that's essentially what happened. They're now saying, oh, they're really dangerous.
Ban Frank Spencer video.
Okay, well, what was the boy? The boy was in the road. It wasn't the shoes that made him go in the road and cross the road when a car was coming. It's irrelevant whether he was wearing wheeled shoes or not. He was in the road when there was a car there. He obviously didn't look properly. He didn't do his green cross code. I'm defending Heelys and saying, kids will be kids. They're going to do some hijinks. They're going to have some tumbles, you know. Heels in the shoes, isn't it? It's not the most balanced, but we had roller skates.
We were fine. Roller disco.
Both styles of roller skates I had. The ones that you put your feet in, mm-hmm. And then roller boots. I got a bit older. They were good.
Yeah. It didn't work out for him.
It didn't. Experts saying that Heelys damaged posture and walking ability, as well as cause knee and back pain. They've done some... there's been some research into it in Singapore. Mm-hmm. Singapore Medical Journal. They have reported 37 cases of serious injury, which include fractures, wrists, elbow injuries and broken arms, incurred by children wearing Heelys. Or other brands such as Rollies. Is it over 7 months? And they're between 4 and 12. None of them were wearing safety equipment. Yeah, well, do you know what? 37 isn't that many. Singapore, there's quite a lot of kids there, I imagine.
Yeah. How many die of,
how many die riding the bikes? How many... When I was a kid, I fell off a pony and I fractured my... broke my arm in two places. I fractured my collarbone falling off of a quad bike. I was hapless. I still am hapless, but I tend not to go on tall things that I might fall off and break something anymore.
Yeah.
You know, nobody tried to ban me from doing that.
I mean, adults, all, half of the adults die of smoke-related illnesses. Nobody's banned cigarettes. So
no, interesting.
Well, you know, they're going to.
Windows Vista came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone says it's crap today. It's going to it takes 1 hour, so say Microsoft, to install it. It took the BBC's website technology reporters a day to install Vista. I'm going to presume they're not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took some fella, well, he basically a couple of hours, and he'd managed to hack into it. And it's supposed to have a encryption in it, so you can't copy DVDs onto the computer, but he managed to get through that within a couple of hours. So there's a few flaws, a few teething problems, but it sounds quite exciting. It can read your emails, which is actually a bit nosy, but then it familiarises itself with your vocabulary, so it can allow users to talk to their computers more easily. So things like gah, which I would say quite a lot, and woo! I say that a lot in emails. It will start saying those to me if I had it.
So what we'd say, woo, new message.
Woo! Maybe that.
New message.
Hey.
Hi, I have a paperclip. It looks like you're writing a letter. Do you want me to help with that? Because I think you might be a spastic.
I think they've got rid of the paperclip. I'm not sure, though.
Bring back the paperclip.
No! They bring me back. The Women's Institute done a protest. A woman sat in the bath of cold milk outside the House of Parliament to support British dairy farmers who are actually losing money providing us with milk. That's wrong. I say I don't mind paying a bit more for milk. Just keep them afloat.
Yeah. Yeah, so as long as until you've got pennies a year. There is an ice lake on the North Pole of Mars.
Cool.
So, we want to know more about that, obviously, because we think, you know, can we move to Mars or not? Could our friends at the,
do Eskimos live on Mars?
Yeah.
How do Eskimos not turn into ice cubes? And yeah. So on.
And if someone at the, let's say the European Space Agency could perhaps...
Let us know
a bit more about this, because we've only got two lines here and a picture that could be anything, frankly.
If any of our friends in the Queensland Gold Coast Corumbian Sanctuary could get in touch with us and tell us a bit more about Tasmanian devils.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
It's not just a thing where you get a packet of crisps and go, what's this for?
That's a Tazzo.
Right.
Tasmanian devil's a real creature. Like a wolverine's a real creature.
Is it?
Not just a man who goes snickety snick. Yeah, it's like a big cat thing. Cat dog thing. Anyway, apparently 50% of the Tasmanian devil population have been wiped out by a deadly but mysterious devil facial tumour disease. It's not very nice. But anyway, they've been doing some breeding them. Trying to get rid of the tumours. I said no! All 250,000 copies of the Polish edition of the memoir about Pope John Paul II by his secretary
sold out. Within hours. Within a minute.
Okay, within a minute. They started a second print run. It's Poland, they couldn't sell out in a minute. There's only one.
Well, they like queuing in Poland, don't they?
Yeah, there's only one shop and they didn't have the internet. Anyway, I reckon they should probably publish that around the world. I think I'm quite interested in it. I'd like to know about his skiing trips and stuff.
Surely you know all you need to know already. Did some skiing.
I'd like to know what he thought about condoms. Whether he was really
infallible. Did he write
infallible.
Himself?
No, it's memoirs by his secretary. Mm. Oh, there was something else in this paper that I highlighted, but I can't remember what it is. I'm reading from the Times today, everybody. Yeah, be impressed.
Litvinenko.
Yeah.
Picture of him here with his hair and everything.
Wait, when he was ugly.
I was going to say, I know who should play him in the film.
Who? Someone from the 70s?
Sir James Wren.
Maybe.
In the mood.
You're going to love this.
Go on.
Steve Irwin, his widow's finally spoken out.
Finally
spoken. Guess what she said?
What?
Why not make an Action Man figure of my late husband? Here it is. It is actually in the pipeline. before he died, but they decided to go ahead and it'll raise awareness for ecology and raise money
for her
conservation programs. So you can get him with a big crocodile buggy swamp truck thing. And
can you get him with
actual recordings from Steve Irwin? It talks. I don't know what it says, probably crikey. Oh, it says, crikey! An old salty is in danger. Help guide Steve through the outback to save her. Oh, no, that's not what it says.
Crikey, there's a fish with a stick coming out
there. Crikey, got me right in the heart. Apparently, you can also get plastic models of John Pope Paul II skiing. Saddam Hussein. Kurt Cobain, Albert Einstein, George Bush and John Lennon.
That's
none of those surprised me.
If you're going to buy one of those,
which one would
to
I get?
Put on your mantelpiece, for example, what would you get?
I'd quite like the Steve Irwin one, I think.
Would you?
Yeah, because it would spread a message of ecology with it. That's
so
good.
You and Penny.
So, yeah.
I'd get, I would get Kurt Cobain.
Why?
Because you put it in little dresses and stuff.
Nice. Guess what I got on eBay?
What?
My wife.
Ooh.
A man, David Jones Locker. He was, he bought an ornamental owl, to his ornamental owl collection, and then he got in touch with the ornamental owl seller. They were doing an online chat, so I don't know if you can do instant messaging on eBay now. He said a picture popped up and he was like, wowee. And so they started chatting, they got met up a week later, they were engaged, and they're due to get married next month. So you didn't actually pay for her on eBay, but you leave a good feedback.
Bloody hell.
Is this year going to be the hottest in history? I don't know, it's quite cold at the moment. But experts say it will be.
I hope it will be. Sienna here in a different outfit.
Is she wearing pants in this one?
Very nice.
Ooh, it's a slinky dress. With sort of beads or tassels?
All tassels.
Very nice. She should have worn that.
Well, she did. I mean, this isn't the same evening.
Oh, is it? Oh, so she turned up in her pants. Or maybe she wasn't actually dressed up then. Who knows?
God knows.
A serial bride has been getting married to lonely men, and she's making Lonely Hearts ads and then nicking all their money. She's only 22, so she's quite
clever.
The entrepreneur. She's stolen about $250,000.
She's done incredibly well. She looks thick.
And she's ripped off some of her own family. As I predicted, we heard this story on the news yesterday. Her name is Emma Golightly. I said, bet she's not a Golightly at all, bet she's a right porker. We've only seen pictures of her face, but she certainly does look on the porky side. She's also a bit pasty. Maybe the consistency of lard.
Yeah.
So well done her for being, you know, not even being that much of a stunner, but still managing to nick lots of money off lonely men. You know, gives you an idea, doesn't it?
Ashleen from BB7 has been spotted
what?
In a bikini in the Caribbean posing on a blow-up whale.
And then her boobies come out.
And then her boobies accidentally fell out.
Now I read this as HIV chief had sex with 200 women, thinking there's a man who's in charge of HIV, and he's been spreading it around, but there's a chef, who's an Italian chef, he's in Edinburgh, so if anyone has had sex with Giovanni Mola, going for an AIDS test because he's been putting it about on no one's business, and he's got HIV, so that's not good. And he's got hepatitis C.
Ooh, so not at all good.
Not a great pool, that one.
No. Have you slept with him?
No, I don't know if I met him.
No, I don't think I have. This old mother.
Britain's oldest mother.
She gave birth at 63. She seems to be doing alright, but I do think it's a bit old. In some ways it gives us hope, and in other ways I think a bit wrong. A poor little kid is going to, you know, lose his mother in about a year.
Well, people live a long time now. Generally.
I suppose if she
apart from these girls, who died quite young, 13 and 14, they crossed a railway crossing thing in front of a train and got squished. It's last year actually, it's the last Christmas. But I just wanted to make the point that they've taken my advice here and they've made sure they've got quite a good recent photograph of them.
She looks like Sophie Ellis Bexter.
Yeah, brilliant pictures. They both look lovely. So they've kept up to date. They didn't have to use their own school photographs. They are wearing a school tie, but they both look cool. So there's, just a reminder for everybody to make sure you've got up-to-date photographs in case you do get switched.
There's a new pink laptop come out.
Nice. I like it.
It's
pink, so it has to be a Valentine's present, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's this? A little hammy?
A hammy and a wheel that's, pointless.
No. If you plug it into your computer and the faster you type, the faster it goes around the wheel. It's quite good for encouraging dim secretaries to do some more work.
Probably interesting.
It would work on me.
Be interesting and entertaining for possibly about 10 minutes.
I've got another picture here that you might be interested in. It's of Daniel Radcliffe with his shirt off. It's even more erotic because he's got a lovely horse stood near him. He still looks very young. The face is good, but the body's just a bit young. Horse is pretty, though. I've actually got a couple of Equus posters that people kept putting up downstairs, and I've taken down. I might try to sell them on eBay.
Good plan.
They're a good poster. They're very nice to design.
It costs $19,000 a year to keep a kid in childcare.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? I'm never going to have any children.
Why would any? I mean, how?
How much money? How much money do you have to earn to make that worthwhile? I mean, not $20,000. That extra £1,000, you might as well stay at home and have a nice time. You'd spend that on your lunches going to work.
I don't know how people do it.
Wallace and Gromit have been given the sack.
No.
Yeah, Argo Animations had a deal with DreamWorks, and they've ended the deal because, basically the Curse of the Were-Rabbit didn't do very well, and that one about the toilet flushed away or something, that didn't do very well. But Curse of the Were-Rabbit, I thought, did very well. Certainly did in this country. Perhaps DreamWorks were overestimating the appeal to Americans.
Yeah.
Have you seen, you haven't seen the Were-Rabbit yet, have you? Very good. It's very good. A story about Anton Deck.
This is a personal message from me to Declan Connolly.
Yeah.
And the message is, will you marry me?
Is it because of his nice hair?
Don't have to answer straight away, but just email me or something. We did meet once a few years ago, you didn't think I was a complete cunt, so...
That's enough. Marriage is a baby, unless
I think you'd like me.
Are you just marrying him because of his nice house?
Well, he's probably a nice person as well, but yes, he has got a very nice house.
Actually, I have to say, Dex's house, I think I prefer to Anne's house, just on looks.
From the outside, but because they
Are they next door to each other?
Anne's moved away with his girlfriend. And his new wife, but Deck has now bought a house 3 doors down.
Where else do they all live?
Somewhere in West London. So it'd be alright for me, I could still get the tube in.
Yeah, you can still commute.
But it sounds fabulous.
Exercise room, plasma screen, free weights, jacuzzi, pool, steam room.
Yeah, well.
Here's a message to Deck and Connolly. Please.
I saw the London light first.
I want the pool room and the steam room.
I think we'd get one anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not being money grabbing.
Anymore? I think I'm out with news now. Yeah, I am.
Buy to Let is out. The new thing is Buy to Sit. You just buy it and leave it because you don't want the hassle of being a landlord. Just buy it, leave it empty.
Well, that's why we can't afford to buy houses. There's so many people sitting in
there. Oh, and buy lots of yellow stuff because it's very in.
All for your house, you can get yellow blender, yellow chair, yellow teapot.
That's
a weird looking teapot.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a normal yellow teapot.
That's good.
What's wrong with Leslie Ash?
Oh, she got MMSA and she's like,
Mercer.
She can't walk now. And because she had energetic sex in 2004... and they had to give an epidural and she got really ill and it's quite bad.
So she's not going to never act again, apparently?
Yeah. She can't walk.
Oh.
She's had a tough run of it.
What would happen if they said, right, just one off, we're going to do a Men Behaving Badly special? Do you think she'd do it in a wheelchair? Because I think she'd love to. She loved Men Behaving Badly. Everyone did.
with what's his face pushing around.
Yeah, Morrissey.
He'd still love her, wouldn't he?
Of course he would.
But she wouldn't be able to live upstairs.
Really?
Maybe they put Stella in the stair living for her.
You could, or she could, so they could have swapped flats.
Swapped flats. That could be what the whole episode was about. Swapping flats.
Yeah. And she could find some porn or something that Gary's
under
left
the
there.
Bed, yeah.
Oh. Then she could go to Carol and Quinn and say, "No, look what your doozy boyfriend has done." Carol would go, "Oh, he's rubbish, but I love him."
Yeah.
And that's the end then.
Yeah.
And then, so it would explode.
Stuart Lee's done a show about what would you just do? And this person is a beauty expert.
Bloody hell, right, she's, well, I'm going to describe her now. She's got a ginger hair, it's quite long and straight, with a fringe that is, frankly, too high for her. She's got quite a round, pallid face.
Is that a word? I don't know, what's that like?
And no makeup on, apart from black lipstick. She looks a right fright. Wow.
Well,
she's the beauty expert.
She did something on GMTV, she apparently she was giving Lorraine Kelly some tips about stuff, and then Lorraine Kelly just started pissing herself off.
Good old LK today.
Yep. That's the news.
Well, there we are. That's us finished for today. Maybe even the week. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday, probably.
Yeah.
Unless we decide to come back before then. Never know. Might get bored.
I certainly won't, but...
Well, I might. If I'm in town, I might kill some time in the afternoon. Do a podcast. Probably won't, though. All right. Bye.
Bye.